Hey, thanks so much for downloading and listening to Marlins Rewind. Last season, Philadelphia and Miami combined to have 190 losses on the year, so it's tough to believe that both teams are over 500, much less in contention for the same division spot that New York and Washington are. Last night was the first of three at Citizens Bank Park, and for the Monday Night Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, life on the road continues to be pretty good for these Marlins as they beat the Phillies tonight 5-3 in the opening game of this three-game series. It's their third straight win. On this road trip, Miami improves to 13-7 overall away from Marlins Park. That is the third best road record in all of Major League Baseball. This is the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Metro PCS is wireless figured out. If you switch to Metro PCS now, you'll get two free 4G LTE smartphones from leading brands like Samsung and LG. Sales tax is not included. Marlins and Phillies with Jared Eichhoff on the hill for Philadelphia. Adam Conley going for Miami tonight. And it was the visiting Marlins who would strike first against Eichhoff in inning number two with two outs and nobody on, nobody hotter than Marcell Ozuna, and he got the scoring started.
He's hit .433 during the hitting streak, and here he sends a high drive. This is to deep left center. It is a no-doubter. It is up, up and away. A home run for Marcell Ozuna and a 16-game hitting streak. And it's 1-0 Marlins here in the second.
You know, StatCast estimated that long ball at 447 feet for Ozuna. The 16-game hitting streak matches the longest of his career. It's the longest in the National League this year, and it's tied for the third longest in all of Major League Baseball. Adam Conley made that 1-0 lead stand up until the fourth inning when he walked the leadoff man, Carlos Ruiz. Ruiz with one out will go to second base on a Freddie Galvez single, so the Phillies had two aboard for Tyler Goodell. Ruiz at second, Galvez at first, 2-0 pitch. That's chopped wide of third and into left field for a base hit. They're going to wave Ruiz. Yelich comes up firing toward the plate. The throw is high. And sliding in under Realmuto is Carlos Ruiz. Goodell and RBI single. And the Phillies have evened the score here in inning number four. But we wouldn't stay tied for long. In the top half of the fifth, Adani Echevarria with the first of three hits in the ballgame. A double to get things started. Adam Conley tried to bunt him over to third base. Conley's bunt was right out in front of the plate. Carlos Ruiz pounced on it. Threw down to third base. The only problem was Echevarria stayed at second. And when Michael Franco, the third baseman, threw across to first, Conley was safe on what would eventually be scored a fielder's choice. Marlins at first and second with nobody out. Derek Dietrich walked, loading the bases for baseball's third leading hitter, Martin Prado.
Now payoff pitch at 3-2. Here it comes, and Martin swings and hits a high pop fly to left center. Herrera gets under this, makes the catch. Tagging is Echevarria. He'll score, and the Marlins take a 2-1 lead on Martin Prado's sacrifice fly.
Well, they still had two men on at that point, but Christian Yelich hit into a 6-4-3 double play, and the Marlins couldn't add on to what was then a 2-1 lead. But they did add on in the sixth, one out, nobody on for Justin Bour.
Hit a little tapper to the right side of the infield that Eichhoff made a play on. Here's a ball charged out into left center. It is going to be up, up and away, and a home run for Justin Bour. Marlins are up 3-1 on a Bour home run, his seventh of the year.
In the bottom of the sixth, Phillies try to get something going against Adam Conley. A leadoff single by Tommy Joseph, his first big league hit. He was erased, though, on a Freddie Galvez double play ball, 5-4-3. But Tyler Goodell followed with a double, his third hit in as many at-bats. And the Phillies had a man on, tying man at the plate for pinch hitter Emmanuel Burris.
A 1-2 to Burris. A swing and a ball hit in the air out into left center. And here comes Ozuna running hard, and he made the catch. Marcell Ozuna catches up to a sinking line drive. That's a good play. And Martin Prado waits to give a high five to Marcell. Good play by the Marlins center fielder.
That running catch by Ozuna to close out the sixth inning is our move of the game tonight, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So the 3-1 lead stayed intact until the top of the seventh inning. At that point, Jared Eichhoff was done. Six innings, six hits, three runs. He walked two, struck out four, allowed a pair of solo homers. He threw 97 pitches, 61 strikes. Andrew Bailey, first man out of the bullpen, and Bailey had a rough night. Adani Echevarria started things off with a double. Pinch hitter Ichiro then drew a walk. A wild pitch sent Echevarria down to third base with men at the corners. A chance for Derek Dietrich. Echevarria at third, Ichiro at first. Pitch to Dietrich is lined to left. backing up on it. Goodell makes the catch. Etch tags. Throw comes into second. A sacrifice fly for Derek Dietrich, and the Marlins extend the lead to 4-1. And then after a walk to Martin Prado, Bailey was done. Elvis Araujo came on to face Christian Yelich. 1-1 is driven down the left field line. Trouble for Goodell. He's racing back. It's over his head. Bounces on the track and up against the wall. In to score Ichiro. Prado to third on a double by Christian Yelich. It's 5-1 Marlins. At that point, the Marlins had second and third with one out, so they walked Stanton intentionally to load the bases. And Araujo came back to strike out Justin Bour. Then he struck out Marcell Ozuna. Marlins left the bases loaded in the seventh inning. To the bottom of the seventh, Adam Conley done after six innings of eight-hit, one-run ball. He walked one, struck out five, threw a wild pitch. For Conley tonight, 94 pitches, 63 strikes. Kyle Bearclaw came on. He had three straight rough outings. This one got off to a good start for him. He struck out Peter Borges. But then Odubel Herrera singled. Herrera had three hits and five at-bats tonight. Cesar Hernandez hit a ground ball to second, and with Derek Dietrich trying to field the ball and apply a tag on Herrera simultaneously, he bobbled the ball. It went as an E4. Phillies had two men on with one out. Michael Franco then drew a walk, loading the bases. This was still a tight ballgame at that point, with Carlos Ruiz coming up next. The 1-0 from Bearclaw, chopper towards short. Etch has it. He'll go to second. That's one. That's all. Two outs, but in from third, Herrera. Phillies get a run to make it a 5-2 game here in the seventh. And with the tying man at the plate, Tommy Joseph struck out against Bearclaw to end that seventh inning. Miami up 5-2. In the eighth against Colton Murray, the Marlins loaded the bases for the second inning in a row, but they left them loaded for the second inning in a row. They had the bases full with one out. Martin Prado hit a foul ball that was caught in shallow right field by Peter Borges, and then Christian Yelich lined sharply to first, ending that threat. In the bottom of the eighth, David Phelps came on, 5-2 lead. He struck out the first man, Galvis, got Goodell on the ground ball to short, the only time he was retired all night in four at-bats. And then pinch hitter David Lowe flew out to right field, so a 1-2-3 eighth for Phelps. That got it to the ninth, Miami up 5-2. With David Hernandez on the pitch, the Marlins again trying to extend the lead. Stanton reached on catcher's interference, first time we've seen that called this year. But then Chris Johnson struck out, Marcell Ozuna struck out after JT Realmuto walked. Marlins had two men on with two outs, but Danny Echevarria grounded to second, and the Marlins stranded a pair in the ninth. So they leave 12 men in the game, eight in their last three at-bats. We went to the bottom of the ninth, Miami leading 5-2. A.J. Ramos, for the third night in a row, came on and faced first pinch hitter Andres Blanco, who was hit by the very first Ramos pitch. So just like that, the Phillies had a base runner. Then Odubel Herrera single, his third hit of the night, and just like that, with nobody out, the Phillies got the tying man to the plate in the ninth, trailing 5-2. The second baseman, Cesar Hernandez, hit a fly ball to center for out number one. On that fly ball, Blanco went to third. So then there were men at the corners, and the big dangerous batter, Michael Franco, came up representing the tying run with one out of the ninth.
Michael Franco could hit into a double play and end this game, but instead he slams a ball deep to left center, and it is going to be caught by Ozuna at the wall. Tagging at third is the runner, Blanco. He'll come on and score. And it's a 5-3 game with two outs in the bottom of the ninth.
Franco didn't miss by much. Could have had a game-tying three-run home run. He settles for a sac fly. That made it 5-3. You still had Herrera on base. He would go down to second base on defensive indifference with Carlos Ruiz at the plate. Ruiz, the Phillies' last hope, representing the tying run with a man on, two outs in the ninth.
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch over, strike three called, and the game ends on that note. Ruiz taking strike three on the inside edge, and the Marlins win it 5-3.
So an exciting finish to a third consecutive Marlins win. Miami now has won 16 of its last 22 games. Again, our final tonight, the Marlins 5 and the Phillies 3. For Miami, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, a dozen base runners left. For the Phillies, 3 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They leave 10. They stranded 16 in a loss here against the Reds yesterday. Adam Conley, the winning pitcher, he's 3-2. Conley worked 6 innings, allowed just 1 run. Jared Eichhoff took the loss. He's 1-6, loses his 5th consecutive decision. A.J. Ramos with his 12th consecutive save, his 21st in a row, going back to last September. Time of the game was 3 hours, 7 minutes, and a crowd of 28,348 turned out to see the Marlins and the Phillies and to enjoy dollar hot dogs on this Monday night in Philadelphia. Marlins are 21-17 with the victory. They match their season-high watermark back to 4 games over 500, For the first time since they were 16-12, they're now 13-7 on the road. Phillies dropped to 22-19, now 10-7 here at Citizens Bank Park.
Marcell extended his hitting streak to 16 games in his first at-bat last night. This evening, he'll go for 17.
With pitch selection, just in the cage, trying to work in on my stuff, early of the at-bat, or just trying to pick my pitch and swing. You know, if you don't swing, you're not going to get a hit. You have to hit the ball to touch for base.
Two more in this series, including tonight. Again, the Marlins and Phillies will face off. The division-leading Nationals did not play last night. They're two games up on both Philly and Miami in the loss column. Join Kyle Seeloff for Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO at 6:35. First pitch, 7:05 on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network. As always, tomorrow morning, if you hit subscribe, Marlins Rewind will automatically download to your device.